We have got shifty criminals in San Francisco. Democrat Adam Schiff's bags are stolen from his car in San Francisco. Adam Schiff, he's running against Steve Garvey, baseball player, and he's going to a big fundraiser in San Francisco. Yeah, his car gets bipped in a parking garage. He has to roll in to a big fundraiser, just wearing a short sleeve shirt, no suit, just has to go in. Yep, got bipped. Sorry, guys. Let's get into it. Here we go. Today, we're launching the largest giveaway this channel has ever offered. All thanks to the sponsor of this video, Vanish Holsters. Many of you know, I often find myself in some pretty hairy situations, whether it's covering events in places like the Chop Zone in Seattle amidst mostly peaceful protests, or navigating through precarious homeless encampments. I've had my concealed weapons permit for several years, but my biggest hurdle to overcome has been I don't want to carry one more piece of awkward gear while I'm trying to film in a dangerous situation. But that all changed when I discovered the Vanish Daily Carry Holster. This isn't just any holster. It's my personal protection solution and today's video sponsor. The thing I like about it is that it's super comfortable, yet still discreet. It only weighs like 6 ounces, but it's made of super durable Cordura material that won't chafe against your skin. Put it on and forget about it until you need it. It works for 99% of all semi-auto pistols in the market, and it can be set up in multiple positions for both right-hand and left-handers. It's got a non-penetrable trigger guard and 2 utility or magazine pouches. Throw it on under a loose t-shirt and nobody knows it's there but you. And with 100% money-back guarantee, there's zero risk if you don't think it's a great daily carry solution. So all you have to do is click in the link in the description below and get yourself the most comfortable holster you've ever worn. And Vanish Holsters is hooking you up. They're going to knock off $50 off the retail price for anyone who buys using my special link below. And here's that huge giveaway I was talking about. And Vanish Holsters is giving away this $80,000 custom Rocky Ridge Silverado truck for free to one lucky American who buys one of these amazing holsters through June 3rd. Don't miss out. Buy a holster today. So Democrat Adam Schiff had to slum it without a suit at a formal affair in the Bay Area after some sly San Francisco criminals broke into his car and stole his luggage. Now, if you're a resident of California and you're headed into San Francisco, would you be leaving your luggage in your car? Would you be leaving your luggage anywhere but in your room of your 5-star hotel? Because you don't want your stuff to get jacked. Otherwise, you just don't go to San Francisco, right? Or you don't go to an area where it's known. Hey, can have a little bit of bipping action here. The House Democrat who represents Burbank in Southern California was in the city for a campaign event. Hey, come give me some money. And I'm going to need some extra money because, yeah, now I don't have my clothes and a suitcase. I'll need a little extra. Can you throw in $200 for a, you know, moderate suitcase from Costco? Yeah, I need a suitcase. He's currently running a competitive bid for the Senate to replace former Senator Dianne Feinstein. During the trip, Schiff committed a cardinal sin. Uh-oh, what did he do? At least in crime-ridden San Francisco, leaving his luggage in his car while it was parked in a downtown garage. I mean, how many podcasts have we done where we've talked about people, bands, leaving all their equipment in their van outside their hotel or their motel overnight, coming out and either all their equipment's been stolen or the van has been stolen with their equipment in it. How many of those podcasts have we done? A lot. How are people? Oh yeah, I'm just going to. I guess this doesn't happen down in Burbank, so I'll just leave all my stuff in my car. What could go wrong? San Francisco shenanigans got the better of him, didn't they? The lawmaker's car was broken into and his suit and other belongings were stolen ahead of the event. I mean, this is just karma, isn't it? This is just straight up karma. Got some more karma for you. I've got a little part two here that we're going to talk about as well. You've got a number of incidents where this is happening to major politicians, to big politicians, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. Yeah, that's the incident we're going to talk about. As a result, Schiff was forced to wear casual attire he had on hand at the more formal dinner meeting. Imagine looking around and you're the guy that, you know, you're going there because it's a fundraiser. A bunch of wealthy people sitting around, a bunch of millionaires sitting around. They're all dressed up. They're all smug and they're going to cut you a big fat check so you can run and you can, you know, take care of their business interests. Yeah. And then, you get your car stuff, you get your stuff jacked. How did the media even find out about it? How did they release this information? Cause I mean, it's not a good look, is it? It's not a good look. Schiff went into San Fran and he got jacked. What a loser. As a result, Schiff was forced to wear casual attire he had on hand with the more formal. How embarrassing. I mean, that's just straight up. What? You did what? And what happened? You left your stuff in your car in the garage? I thought it was secure. When you've got a whole new litany of words for crime in the, you know, San Francisco and the Bay Area, East Bay Area, when you've got a whole new vocabulary for words, you know, for crime, then that should be your first clue that maybe, just maybe, don't leave your stuff in your car. I don't know. I'm from Seattle, but yeah, I know that much. When I now go into Seattle, I have to think ahead. So like I think that morning because I realize, okay, if I got to leave some stuff, maybe I'm going to leave it at the office. But if I need it, you know, at night after I do whatever event in Seattle, like my gym bag or whatever, I don't want to be leaving even my gym bag with my, you know, with my earphones, with my AirPods. Or any of the other stuff that's in my gym bag, just because out of convenience, I don't want that to get stolen. So when I'm in Seattle, I'm aware, okay, whatever I've got in my car, it could be stolen. So I try and make that zero. And if I'm going to a fundraiser, which I just have never, I've probably gone to a couple fundraisers. Oh, those are terrible. Just, you're the best ever. Let me write you a check. You know, it's just, it's so, so bad. Here he is. There he is. An image of Schiff shows the Democrat donning a green vest over a blue shirt tucked into light wash blue jeans with a brown leather belt to fasten the look. Oh, I bet he felt spiffy. Like, yep, guys, sorry, no suit for me. You know, when you go into a country club and I had this happen to me a bunch of times as a kid. Go to a country club. My country club here in Bellevue was, it wasn't even Bellevue. It was Redmond. It's the Holly Country Club. Played there a bunch of years when I was a kid. And you couldn't go into the dining hall, I think it was, or the pro shop without a collared shirt. You had to have a collared shirt. So I had to wear one of those borrowed collared shirts, I think for a dining event. Can't remember. My parents weren't big on fancy clothes. It just wasn't that big of a deal. So just, you know, rolling around a country club, just looking like a slob, probably had on a, you know, a Seahawks shirt. Who knows? The table full of potential donors, however, were wearing much more dignified dinner attire like suits and ties, as you do. One of my life goals is to wear a suit and tie as little as possible from here on out. You know what I mean? I mean, not even to weddings. I'll wear like suit pants and a coat, a sports coat. Not a full suit, not the tie. That's a monkey suit. We're not doing that. I hate wearing a suit. The group was meeting in a restaurant in Burlingame, California, about a 30-minute drive south from the city. Yes, they took my bag, Schiff told the San Francisco Chronicle, adding he does not want to dwell on the crime. How come? Why not? Why not? Isn't your side responsible for this massive upswing in criminal activity? In fact, can't you point towards, you know, this happening in a lot of big blue cities? Yeah, you want to try and convince us that criminal activity is down, and yet where's your suit? Where's your tie? Where's your fancy pants? Where's that belt? Got jacked. You got bit. Yeah. But he doesn't want to dwell on the crime. Okay, all right. But this unfortunate turn of events did not throw the lawmaker off his game, according to Bay Area attorney Joe Kochet. Adam really showed himself tonight. Yeah, he did. He did show himself tonight. Not in a suit. He'll be a great senator. He's going to change the Senate tremendously. Yeah, if he can remember basic life things, like don't leave your clothes in a suitcase. Don't leave anything in your car in San Francisco, because there's a high probability, as evidenced by this story, that it could get stolen. So, really showed himself tonight. Lee housekeeper, Kachet's press agent, dryly quipped, "I guess it's welcome to San Francisco." I guess that is. Hey, come to San Francisco. We might have your stuff stolen, though. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But hey, welcome to San Francisco anyway. Housekeeper said the Democrat knew about the dangers of car break-ins, but decided to leave his belongings in the car as he was in a hurry. Adam, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're 5 minutes late. So you're not leaving yourself. You know, this is life skills, because obviously you need a little lesson on life skills, because, you know, your life skill 101, don't leave your stuff in your car in San Fran. You toss that out. I'm in a hurry. I got to get in there. I got to get that money. I got to get all those big checks. Now, he clearly wasn't doing that, because otherwise he'd be wearing his clothes, right? So he left him in there for a while, and his dinner probably wasn't for a while. Who knows what the deal was? His stuff got jacked. Schiff, who came to prominence after leading the House's first impeachment against Donald Trump, is no stranger to the Bay Area and has made multiple trips there as leading star of the Democrat delegation from California. Yeah, this is a Democrat deal, right? Big blue cities. You just got this crazy explosion, and specifically San Francisco, specifically the Bay Area, where you've got bipping as a known word, break-in in progress. And then you put a P-I-N-G at the end of that, and then you got bipping. He also went to high school in the area, and after that attended Stanford University, which resides about 35 miles south of the city. This guy knows better. I'm in a hurry. I got to go do something. Uh-oh, no clothes. And then clearly he did not leave enough time to run out and get a new suit and do all that kind of thing. Not even run out and just get a sports coat, right? Just throw something on. No, I'm just going to go to the big dinner. I'm just going to go to the big fundraiser and just show up and, you know, whatever clothes I got. And then I'm just going to explain to him, I was robbed. I was robbed. But, you know, crime's going down. So let's not dwell on this crime. Let's not focus on this crime. Let's just, you know, there's no shenanigans here. You got nothing going on. And then the Daily Mail shows a bunch of videos of people having their cars broken into. The city, meanwhile, has been gaining a reputation for car break-ins in recent years. Yes, they have. Yes, they have. Just in March, there were over 800 break-ins. 800 break-ins, averaging out to 25 per day. 25 per day. That is astounding. It's astounding. In the city, according to the city data, Schiff will face off against former LA Dodgers player and Republican Steve Garvey for California's open Senate seat in November. Now, Steve Garvey, he is making some, I'm going to cover this in a separate podcast, but Steve Garvey is calling student protesters terrorists. And you know what? I think he's right. I agree with him. I agree with Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey, I don't think he'll get elected. And he's got that R in front of his name, you know, or after his name, whatever. And it's not for recall. And anybody with an R and a, you know, letter might be red. Anybody like that in California just doesn't seem to do all that well. And Adam Schiff, yeah, he's probably going to get the nod, isn't he? Because whether or not he can figure out whether crime applies to him or not, that doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't seem to matter with the Democrats. Everything's all good. It's all fine. There's no crime here. Oh, yeah. Where'd my bag go? And you walk up to your car. I don't know if you ever had this happen to you, but I have a couple of times in Seattle. Walk up to your car and you notice, oh, hey, I don't remember that. I don't remember that broken glass being outside my car. Did I run over that broken glass? Oh, I didn't. No, they bashed my window out. And they took whatever. You learn that lesson. I think I did have that happen twice. And the second time they didn't get anything, but they thought they were going to. Any which way, you lose your window and you're like, oh crap, this is, it's not good. In Seattle, you run around and with the window down, it's going to rain. It's invariably going to rain. Even the middle of August, you have a broken window, it's going to rain on you, right? So Adam Schiff doesn't really know doesn't really know the protocol of getting stuff stolen, of criminal activity. I mean, you got to know better. You got to know better, right? Adam apparently does not watch News for Reasonable People. Otherwise, he'd have a little bit better perspective, and he might have been able to wear a suit and get all snazzied up. If you don't wear a suit and you're the prime guy they're coming to cut a check, does it really matter? I mean, somebody might just be offended. Oh, I'm not going to give him a check. He didn't wear a suit. Nah, it's not going to happen. All right, part two of today's podcast. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass home during break-in. Suspect in custody. Officials said a suspect was arrested after the home of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass was broken into early Sunday morning. Bass was home during the robbery, according to investigators. Los Angeles Police Department officers were called out to the Getty House, it's the official mayor's residence in Windsor Square, around 6:45 a.m. after reports of a burglary in progress. A bipping. A home bipping, though, right? Burglary. In a statement to Fox 11, Deputy Mayor of Communications Zach Seidel said that the intruder broke in through a glass door and that Bass and her family were not injured. This stuff's getting bad. It's getting bad when you know, known politicians, the car one, okay, they just saw a car. Probably, was it a rental car? No, he's not. Is he far enough? Did he fly in? Yeah, Burbank to San Francisco. Who knows, right? Maybe he just needed his car, drove up. He probably flew. He was probably driving a rental, wasn't he? He's fair game. He knew better. Mayor is grateful to Los Angeles Police Department for responding and arresting the suspect, the statement said. Authorities later identified the suspect as 29-year-old Ephraim Matthew Hunter. The mayor and her family were home during the break-in, police said. They were asleep, 6:45, 6:30, whatever. Officers said that the suspect likely cut their hand after breaking through the door. Good. I hope he sliced it good. I hope he was bleeding. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't wish ill will upon your fellow human man or woman unless they pull crap like this. And then they're like, yeah, I hope they bleed out. I hope they bleed out and they don't get a blood transfer. They don't get a transfusion. It's still not clear whether the break-in specifically targeted Bass. Mayor Bass is expected to propose her annual budget on Monday, which is expected to address issues like crime in the city. Huh. Yeah. Well, you know, after all this, do you think that they'll have, you know, do you think that they'll have a much tougher stance on crime? I don't think so. One of my other podcasts here, these all kind of relate. Next podcast I'm doing, San Francisco Mayor Breed proposes business curfew to reduce rampant drug use and crime. So you got that area of the Tenderloin that is just rife with drug addicts, mentally ill drug addicts who run around stealing stuff like Adam Schiff's luggage with his suit in it and his tie and his dress shoes. All that good stuff, right? And they go and sell it and they get a couple of bucks and they go, you know, do some fetty on the street corner. Well, so there's these stores that are open overnight in San Francisco in the Tenderloin that, you know, their market, their demographic is whacked out drug addicts coming in to get prepackaged food snacks. And anybody else working the late shift, whatever it is. But so London Breed, she wants to close down those businesses during the wee early hours of the morning, because that's going to cut down on rampant drug use. Now, these people are mostly homeless and they hang out there because that's where all the drugs are. And they hang out there on the sidewalk because that's where they, you know, buy and sell their stolen goods. So just because stores get closed down, they're going to commit less crimes. They're going to buy, sell, use less drugs. Yeah, that theory. I mean, I get it. All right. Less people, less crime. But I don't really see a correlation between these businesses. And in defense of these businesses, I'm not going to say much more because we're doing a full podcast on this. Look for it on the interweb near you. But closing down or making a business close down, and that business model is literally to sell food and whatnot. You know, it's like a mini 7-Eleven selling whatnot to the drug addicts. I mean, that is their clientele. And you're going to cut that away from, you're going to take a small business and you're going to put a huge dent in their business. Maybe they go out of business. Ah, yeah, but the crime went down. No, you have yet another empty storefront. And, you know, it just makes no sense. But these are the lengths. This is my point. these are the lengths that these politicians are going to, you know, try and get some traction, because we wouldn't want to actually just arrest and incarcerate people for, you know, buying and selling drugs on the corner. We want them to be able to do that. And, you know, in lesser numbers and, you know, and, but not be able to frequent that store. Good Lord, can't have that. Because if the store isn't there, they're going to give up all their criminal activity. But yeah, I mean, some of the logic that is going on in San Francisco and in California in general, the $24 billion spent on homelessness, it couldn't really work out. Number one, if it was effective. Or number two, where the money actually went. I'm not really sure. Don't have enough stats on that. I can't really work it out. But hey, could we have some more money? Because, man, these illegal immigrants are sucking up a lot of our resources. And we've got lots of homeless people here in L.A. Like, what is it? 171,000 in California total. 44,000 in L.A. Something like that. I mean, just these crazy numbers. If you build it, they will come. And that is literally what's happened in all these major big blue cities. Hey, come to San Francisco, come to Seattle, come to LA, do your homeless thing. It's okay. And I think it was last week I did the podcast on, it was a significant home built in between a water reservoir, you know, one of those running water reservoirs, and runoff and the freeway. Somebody built a little mini home, and it's just straight up a home. It's got siding, it's got vinyl windows, it's got a porch, it's got all that stuff. It had a rockery. It had power. You just let that stuff go, and then you wonder, weird. Yeah. Crime's going through the roof. You just got people living wherever, willy-nilly, shenanigans happening. But yeah, go ahead and put a curfew on the businesses. Put a curfew on the businesses. And when you know that a parking garage that a major fundraiser in San Francisco is happening and Adam Schiff's stuff gets stolen, that's when you know anywhere is fair game for criminal activity in San Francisco. Because that had to have been a hoity-toity establishment, right? I'm running late. Gotta go. Gotta get out of here. Uh-oh. Stole my stuff. That's not good. Off to Target I go. Who knows what happened to him? But he didn't really want to focus on that, because let's focus on the good. Let's not focus on the criminal activity or the fact that, you know, I'm here to be a politician and get some of that fat campaign money. And meanwhile, yeah, stuff got stolen. It's a great story. I wonder who broke that story. It's wild, right? So you've got this stuff going on, and you've just got shenanigans happening left and right. The mayor's house is being broken into. This guy, Adam Schiff, car broken into. Just crazy stuff going on the sidewalk. How about you actually start throwing some people in jail and incarcerating them? Because you start taking some of these people off the streets, this kind of activity, it will decrease. It will decrease. But no, we don't want to do that, because, you know, that would be racist. All right. That's literally, you know, where we feel like all of this sits, is because of racism, we don't want to, you know, follow the law and actually incarcerate people. Huh? Yeah. Cause otherwise, I mean, you just go out there and, you know, they do these hammer down, you know, arrests in the Tenderloin. Just keep doing that, but throw them in jail for a while, incarcerate them for a while. Just keep doing that. And, you know, eventually you're going to get the clue. Oh, yeah. No, that's a no-go. But we don't want to do that, because, you know, that's just, we're not doing that. Instead, let's shut the businesses down that depend on the drug addicts for their sales. Let's shut them down during a critical time of their day when they sell a lot of stuff. And, and then all the drug use goes away. Just the logic and or the lack thereof of logic in San Francisco and in California, to me, and in Seattle. Yeah. It's mind blowing, but it is what it is. So, and it gives me a lot of podcasts. So yeah, glass half full, glass half empty, yeah, whichever way you have that go. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. Love to have you subscribe. If you haven't already, hit that notification bell, smash that like button, all that good stuff. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.